Medicaid expansion in South Dakota may not happen, but many healthcare providers say they're not giving up on reforms that could help the working poor. As SDPB's Keely Boltina reports, some health leaders are looking for other ways to deliver medical care to thousands of people.
Patients, healthcare providers, insurance, payers. Dr. Tim Ridgway says the point of the complicated medical system is to take care of people and improve the health of all individuals in communities. Ridgway says navigating those elements and figuring out how to pay for all of it is an intricate process.
It's not simple, but what's our alternative? Do we just wring our hands and say, well, we just can't figure this out, so we're just going to keep doing things the way we were? Not a good solution for South Dakotans or for our entire country.
Ridgway is a recent president of the South Dakota State Medical Association. He supported the move to expand Medicaid to people who can't afford health insurance on their own but make too much money for government coverage. South Dakota officials spent months working with federal authorities to cash flow Medicaid expansion. Indian Health Services agreed to pay tens of millions of dollars in Native American health care that the state has been covering. The deal is in question now that South Dakota is not expanding Medicaid. Scott Duke with the South Dakota Association of Healthcare Organizations says he hopes IHS is still committed to the deal.
Then we believe firmly that those dollars should be used toward the cause and the purpose which they were being brought forward to, and that was care coordination, improving access, and then bringing the level of care as a result of that through coordinated care up for the working poor, and that includes our IHS recipients on the reservations.
These healthcare leaders say people without insurance often skip preventative care because they can't pay for it. They say in the long run, that's more expensive for everyone. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.